Well, I'm here, and it's a beautiful sunshiny morning, and I'm hugging my cup of coffee, and it brings me such joy.
It's a cup of cream with coffee put in it.
Maybe.
Basically.
But it's warm deliciousness.
Absolutely.
And it's how I start my day here at work.
Absolutely.
And this, I just read this, and I went, really? I don't even need to drink the coffee. Here's the study. Just looking at coffee can make you feel awake.
Just look, not even smelling?
Not even
just
smelling
looking?
It. Yeah, coffee, it says the new research, which is published in Consciousness and Cognition, says that just looking at a cup of coffee in the morning is enough to perk us up. The effect, which can be sparked by just thinking of anything that reminds us of a latte or espresso, is more pronounced than with tea. So, gentlemen,
really?
What I'm saying here is that you're welcome, because I may drink the cup of coffee, but my bringing it into the studio and letting you look at it is starting your day as well.
It's what makes the Wake Up Show wakey-uppy.
I start with my coffee and hot chocolate early this morning in the 4 to 4:30 slot, and I'd rather drink it, though. It's great to look at it.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Right.
But downing it was even better.
I want to look at it. I want to smell it. I want to hold the warmth and goodness in my hands, and then I want to drink it. I want to do it all.
I would
love
say
the coffee.
Along with coffee, looking at it, smelling it, drinking it, waking you up, water bottles filled with equal parts water and vinegar also wake you up as well.
Caleb, you got awakened this morning in studio.
How'd that go? Tell us more, Uncle Caleb.
Remnants. Okay, so I figured I need to do some sort of April Fool's prank at home. Something.
Yes.
So I went with one of the classics, you know, the sprayer for the sink. And if you happen to rubber band it, I couldn't find rubber bands, but I used one of my daughter's like little pink hair things.
Yeah.
Yeah, hair bands. And so I ratcheted that along with a twisty tie around the sprayer to hold it in spray position. So when my wife turned it on, and I didn't realize she'd be turning it on holding the baby, thankfully the baby didn't sprayed. But anyway, I just hear this. I was reading books to Cooper at the time, and I hear this muffled scream from the kitchen. And so I'm just snickering, and Cooper's laughing along with, doesn't know why. And my wife just said, the day isn't over yet. And so I take a big swig of water, because I always keep my water bottle with me, later that evening, and get just a dose of apple cider vinegar. I mean, almost completely cider vinegar with a little water mixed in. And then I thought this morning, I was like, you know what? I fell asleep first. I'm guessing my wife probably said, you know what? The day is done. The sun has gone down on her wrath, and she will dump out the water cider vinegar and just replace it with the water that was originally in my water bottle.
No.
Yeah, right before news time here.
Caleb took a drink.
Took a swig.
It was fun to watch. Thanks,
April
Lindsay.
April Fool's times two. Well, I couldn't find the clip in time, but marriage.
Love. True love. How long have you all been married now?
Over 20 years.
Over 20.
5 years, May 30th.
Oh, five.
Yes.
That's cool. I'm at just over 17. We just celebrated 17. Yeah, 17.
I'm thinking my in-laws have been over 40. Some good friends of mine in the Milwaukee area went to their 50th a few years back.
Wow.
So you get to 50. I mean, that's a big deal, right?
My grandparents made it to 60. I remember going to their 60th anniversary. They made it beyond that. I can't remember how many years beyond that, but they definitely hit that 60 mark, which is
50
wow.
gets a lot of it. You get to 60 or 65, that's kind of stratified air. And some of the great broadcasters like Paul Harvey or Willard Scott over the years on radio and TV have called attention to folks who've been married a long time. But we have a couple today. They've been married not 70, not 75. How many years?
82 years.
Wow.
This couple in Charlotte, North Carolina just celebrated 82 years.
You got to get married young and live long to pull that one off.
Right. They, she is, one of them is 103 and the other one is 100. And they say that the secret to a successful marriage is to be nice to each other. Yeah, isn't that just the truth? Just be nice to each other.
That sounds kindness. Pretty basic.
I mean, it sounds so basic, but isn't it true?
So don't be mean. Okay.
Well, I mean, think about all the conflict that we have so many times when you're closest with people. That's when you have the most conflict with them.
Right.
And what does Scripture say? God's kindness leads us to repentance. So our kindness echoes God's and leads to the repentance, the constant repentance that you need in the closest of relationships, because you're going to be wrong and you have to be able to admit that you're wrong and turn from it.
Right.
So.
You know, Dean and I at our wedding, we had a poem read, and it started out, let us be guests in one another's house with a courteous no and a deferential yes. I mean, and it's, isn't that just, it's that courtesy and, you know, being a guest in one another's house. Yes, it's our house, but treat each other with kindness and respect, and it'll get you far. It'll get you far.
Go the distance. Yeah, we had a song in our marriage from one of the songs from Twyla Paris, I Will Never Go. And my parents divorced, and it's painful.
Mm.
And so it just, you know, it's been, and it's much more prevalent today in recent times than it was back then. But nonetheless, hey, try to stick it out. And the thing is, get some help. If you're going through rough times, there is marriage counseling available all over the place, books, materials, Focus on the Family all the time.
Right.
They're to try to help you with their marriages. And they've got, you know, resources available. Give them a call.
And, you know, honestly, as far as like marriage counseling goes, don't even wait until you're having, like, until you've hit the point where you need it. I mean, marriage counselors will tell you that like over 90% of people who come to counseling come way after the point that they should have. Go before the resentment sets in, and you know, if they can help you work through some of that stuff so you don't get to those breaking points. Hey, Beth from Elk Mound is saying her parents were married 65 years and her in-laws were married 71 years.
Whew. That is amazing.
Fantastic.
That's wonderful. I mean, just what a beautiful testimony to of us being Christ's church by sticking it out in our marriages. What a great testimony to the world.
Well, yesterday, as many of us know, it was April Fool's Day. And, yeah, we had a little fun at our house. And it was a joyous time. And I think my children don't like me anymore. But it was so fun! Okay, so my daughter has a fish tank. And she's had this fish tank for quite some time. And in there, there's like one placostomus. That's like a bottom feeder thing. And two giant goldfish.
Okay.
That's what's in her tank. That's it. That's all. We're good. Well, yesterday, Mama went to the pet store and spent 18 cents on the smallest little goldfish I could find.
She breaks the banks for pranks, folks.
Best 18 cents I've spent in a while. Went home, put the small, tiny little goldfish in the tank. Then I just waited. Kids came home from school. Nothing.
Like a cat in the weeds.
Yeah. The tank is in my daughter's room. It's her tank. We had dinner. Nothing. My daughter proceeded to tell us how no one had pulled one over on her because she's so observant. I'm so observant. No one got me today. I'm so observant. I'm such an observant person. Huh, we say, my husband and I. Huh, yep, observant. So later this evening, last evening, we're there in the living room reading various things, and we hear excited exclamations from my daughter's room. There's a fish in my tank! Blah, 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 blah. Ha ha, you're not going to get us. We're not going to... No, really, you need to come here. There's another fish. No, you're not going to fool us. So she grabs my husband's camera, my husband's phone, decides, I'm going to take pictures of the fish. And what do we hear? Caleb.
I'm going to prove it to you, she says.
I'm going to prove it. She videos.
Those are my two fish. That is the baby fish.
She's so excited.
Those are my two fish. That is the baby fish.
That is excitement.
Right. That is excitement.
Super excited.
Super excited. My husband and I go in there and, huh. Yep, there's a little tiny fish in there. She's so excited. She immediately messages all of her friends. My fish had a baby. She looks at my husband. Did you do this? Is this an April Fool's? Did you do this, Dad? He says, no, I didn't do a thing.
Which was true.
So true.
He didn't.
He
suspected him and not her, not you.
Plausible deniability.
She even called Grandpa Wayne. So excited. This went on, you guys, this went on for like close to an hour, like 45 minutes. Finally, she's on the phone with Grandpa Wayne, and my husband takes a post-it note that says April Fool's. And just casually walks in and sticks it on her tank. Oh, the disappointment. You guys, I felt so mean.
Good job by being able to keep it in.
The hardest part was at dinner when she was telling us how observant she was.
No, it had to be hard to not observe and say, oh, what is that?
What's that in your tank?
Sure.
Yeah. No. Hook, you line, and sinker.
Well done,
Hook,
parents.
Line, and sinker. Love her.
All right, you've heard of the Great Irish Potato Famine.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, brace yourself because we may run out of avocados.
What?
Yeah. Millennials everywhere are covering their ears and running to safe spaces.
Yeah, you like your guacamole, right? And avocado.
I say that as one of them.
I do love avocados.
The head of Mission Produce says the U.S. could run out of avocados in 3 weeks if President Trump shuts down the border, as he's seriously threatening to do.
Oh, dear.
We got a big surge of immigrants flowing across the border. Steve Barnard notes that Mexico supplies virtually 100% of the avocados in the U.S. right now.
We always see those commercials during the Super Bowl, right?
Avocados,
the avocados from Mexico.
Yeah. But California's avocado crops are much smaller, and they're behind the Mexico crops, so they're not going to be ripe for a while yet.
If I heard a conservative talk show host, Vicky McKenna, right yesterday, she said that back in the day, she was a dancing avocado.
No.
Like in a school play?
Yeah, no, like she actually, that was a past job. So I tuned in, the show was already in progress, but I'm just like, which made me think in a future time we could share about past jobs we've had. But the USDA says nearly half of all imported U.S. vegetables and 40% of imported fruit are grown in
Mexico.
Okay.
Huh. Well, at least summer's right around the corner so we can start growing our own veggies. But next winter, let's hope this is all taken care of because, dude.
First, we have this listeria thing, and now the potential
of avocados
not even
listeria.
Coming into the... No, it's honestly, I'm getting a little triggered.
Self-sustain. Grow your own food.
I need my avocados.
Now, again, what will happen? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from our state says, yes, it's a serious problem, but he's like, whoa, you know, shutting down the border, that's a big deal.
That's a big step. Yeah.
So, anyhow, we'll see what happens.
Crazy.
And if they do, how long will that last? Who knows? Stay
tuned.
Yeah. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.